Across the next hour, and with the help of the cast and filmmakers behind Jurassic World Dominion, we'll look at the times that our jaws hit the floor, the scenes that put us right on the edge of our seats, and the ones that made us leap to our feet. For the first time, 10 participants will fight to survive the Arctic for longer than anyone in a lone history. A grueling 100 days. The Rainies are heading into southern Oregon's high country, 80 miles east of the Cascade Mountains, answering an SOS from a homestead in desperate need. Just like every other morning, Jose Encina, the main crane operator, begins his shift 20 minutes early. That's the time it takes for him to reach the cabin at a height of 459 feet and check his work equipment. In the valley, Egyptologist Alia Ishmael is on a mission to discover how Tutankhamun's tomb and treasures remained hidden for 3,000 years. This snowman in South Dakota is obviously fed up with this girl crawling all over him, and probably with having a branch stuck in his head too. But with the help of his young accomplice, she's given the cold shoulder. Talk about an abominable snowman. She's lying next to the remains of a hunt that went terribly wrong. A duiker's razor-sharp hooves had torn into her belly, killing her. The miracle cheetah might be gone, but her legacy lives on. Chili, Sabella's last-born female, is the new queen of Samara. She patrols the plains, just like her mother did before her, and ensures that Sabella's incredible spirit lives on.